Yeah, we're going to start off with some cricket this hour. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad says not having fast bowler Andrik Nokia in the World Test Championship squad is a cricketing decision. Now, Conrad named a 15-man squad to face Australia at Lord's in June on Tuesday, which will be led by Captain Fantastic Uthemba Bavuma. Some of the names in the squad: David Beddingham, we have Tony DeZozi, Marco Janssen, Kesh Maharaj, Aiden Markram, Dane Patterson, KG Rabada, Tristan Stubbs, Ryan Rickleton, and Corbin Bosch. The big news, of course, no Nokia or Gerard Coetzee.
Unfortunately, with regards to Anna, it didn't really pan out the way we had hoped. He was due to play in the Centurion Test match against Pakistan and then sustained the broken toe. Yeah, I don't think he's in any position really to be playing a Test match. With regards to Gerald, he's making his way back as well from injury, and I just felt that what Corbin had done for us in the series against Pakistan, that he provides really good cover.
Yeah, it is good cover, Corbin Bosch. The find of the season in terms of the Proteas Test season, the last time we played in terms of against Pakistan. So that World Test Championship final happening from the 11th to the 15th of June at Lord's in England. Football news, it's over for coach Jose Riviero and Orlando Pirates. Riviero bid farewell to the Buccaneers with a 3-0 win against Golden Arrows in the Betway Prem. The man known as the Spanish Guitar had this final message for Orlando Pirates fans.
Supportive with them, as well as with the new coach. Whoever is coming is going to come here with the intention to help the team to go to the next level, to help the project to go forward, to help this player to be better players. And it's important that the fans are also having a decent amount of patience with him and supporting him in the beginning, because he's going to need it.
We stay with a beautiful game. Sunderland kept their hopes of promotion to the Premier League alive with a dramatic extra time playoff win against Coventry City. Dan Ballard scored in the 122nd minute to get them a 1-1 draw at the Stadium of Light, meaning a 3-2 aggregate victory. They will face Sheffield United in the final at Wembley later this month. And then Andy Murray will no longer be working as Novak Djokovic's coach. The decision, said to be by mutual agreement, means that Murray will not be by Djokovic's side when he chases an 8th Wimbledon title in July. Djokovic, of course, a 24-time Grand Slam champion, joined forces with